All right, yeah. Round about this time every week, we speak to Tumo Bopape. He is a guide at Maropeng. If you don't know what Maropeng is, it is in the cradle of humankind. It is out towards Krugersdorp. It is a whole day trip. Take your family, take your food, and go and do a picnic. We have the most beautiful, beautiful winter days coming up, and go and learn about our collective history. There's a beautiful art installation there called Long March to Freedom. And we say good afternoon to Tumo Bopape. How are you, Tumo?
I'm well, thank you for having me, Kathy.
Gee whiz, listen how beautiful you sound. Tumo, today we're talking about Chief Mkanda, or Mkanda the Left-Handed.
Yes.
Who was he?
We are speaking about the legend, advisor of Chief Ndlambe of the House of Gagabi. Speaking about a warrior, a prophet, a philosopher of his time. And we celebrate Chief Mkanda, or Ngqele. Ngqele means the left-handed one. So we celebrate him at the Long March to Freedom because when he was still an advisor of Chief Ndlambe, he preached proto-nationalism. He called on all Xhosa clans to resist the steady encroachment on their land by white frontier farmers. And in 1812, Kathy, something happened. Colonel Graham, to which Graham's town is named after today, attacked and drove out Western Gagabi clans of their land, and this established a center in that land. He built a fort. And in this fort, in 1818, Mkanda and the son of Ndlambe spearheaded an assault on the British fort. And unfortunately, on this attack, Mkanda and Ndlambe failed because of the superior gunpowder of the British, gunpower of the British. And Ndlambe died. He lost his life in that battle. So the following year, in April in 1819, the British retaliated by invading Chief Ndlambe's remaining territory. But to avert further attacks, Mkanda decided to surrender himself to the British, and so he was apprehended and banished to Robben Island alongside David Stearman, to which I discussed last week. And while on the island, he was treated with much respect. He was put in isolation, separated from other prisoners. But something happened in December 1819. There was a rebellion on the island to which 30 prisoners attempted to escape that island using whaling boats. And Mkanda was party to that escape. And unfortunately, Mkanda drowned trying to escape. He drowned. And it took his people over 50 years to start mourning his death because he had promised them that he would return. Wow. The whole time they did not want to believe that Mkanda was indeed gone.
Wow. So what actions of his actually contributed towards the democracy that we appreciate today?
I hear many historians say that Chief Mkanda, what he started, Nelson Mandela finished.
Wow. Wow.
We see in President Nelson Mandela the reincarnation of the spirit of Mkanda. You know, when the British established the fort, before he could launch the attack with Ndlambe's son, he did not just attack. What he did, he actually sat and studied the British and actually had some discussions with some of the religious figures of the time to understand what was going on before he could launch the attack. So this is a man who actually we see the incarnation of in the spirit of Nelson Mandela, because he was a commoner who rose to prominence through the tribal court. So as essence of the tribal court, what they do, they reconcile the matter between two parties. So at the end of the day, there's no winner. Right. At the end of the day, everybody is a winner. Amazing. So that you see in 1994, when the when we entered into the democratic era.
Exactly, being inclusive. Wait, did Tomo just... Okay. Tomo, that's where, unfortunately, we have to leave it today. But get out to Maropeng, where you can go and meet Tomo Bopape. He is a guide. There are many other guides. Go and learn about our common history. If you have an appreciation for artwork, these statues are just magnificent. They are life-size. You'll be able to stand next to Nelson Mandela, and you'll see what a very, very tall man he really was. That really was very surprising. Go and spend a wonderful day at Maropeng, and that is the long march to freedom. Right now, let's get some news headlines from Sasha, and we're going to speak to Louis Karpus and get some sport from him.